Now, Seamus Gill, one of Ireland's best known jewellers, he made the silver presentation set given to Pope Francis when he visited Ireland in 2018. We talked to Seamus a few months ago, just a few hours after his Dublin workshop was broken into, and as he told us at the time, all his work, everything was stolen. He was devastated. The investigation into the burglary is ongoing, but today he's back at work, and today he's launching his first major work since the robbery, and Seamus joins us now. Seamus, good morning.
Good morning, Gavin.
And good to talk to you again. Can you remind us what happened to your studio some months ago?
Yeah, basically it was around about 7 weeks ago that I was talking to you, I think. But basically my studio was broken into and everything robbed. I'm a silversmith in jewellery, and all the jewellery and silverware that I had in the studio was robbed.
You were very upset when you spoke to us at the time, understandably, and very good to talk to us soon after. You were clearly in a bad way at the time. Everything was gone.
Oh, like at that stage, I was very raw. I mean, I was totally devastated and depressed. And when I was talking to you at the time, it was the first time I'd kind of gone public. So I was at a very low, at a very low point then. But I suppose at that stage, a lot of the people in the jewellery and craft community knew about it and were in contact and that. But what happened, the strange thing of after I did the interview with you, a few minutes later, I'm sitting in the kitchen and the doorbell goes. And it was Paul, our local postman. He was listening to the radio, and just the amount of support from him and then other neighbours and friends who got in contact. So I became a bit overwhelmed with the support that was out there, and it kind of helped change my mindset. So an awful lot of it was people who have my work going back over the last 40 years or so. And with handmade jewellery, you get attached to a piece. But what I didn't realise was how strong the link was to the person who created the piece. And it was lovely, that overwhelming amount of support that came from so many people, like especially through Instagram and that, and I still haven't got back to everyone yet.
So how did you start again, Seamus?
Basically when I was talking to you last, a lot of it was sorting out the studio, getting everything back, tidying it up and getting back ready to work again. And then it's just basically back to getting back to making. And there's something very basic about when you're making work, that it's very therapeutic. It's kind of, you're totally focused, yet you're lost in the flow. So there's something very natural about creating. So when I got back into making, I took a small piece of silver sheet that was left behind, and I started using that just to start making and working on that. And I developed kind of a small little sculptural pendant, and I called it Lough Óg. And Lough Óg, Lough being the Irish for light or flame, or Óg being the young or little. So I just thought Lough Óg was just a lovely word for it. Like this, the old expression, Cur Lough Óg Éirinn Tine, you know, a little light on the fire. But it's kind of a symbol for renewal and hope.
So tell us, what's happening today, Seamus?
Well, when I made it, I met Anne Chapman from Stonechat. Stonechat Jewellers are in the Westbury Mall. Now, Anne knows me very well. She knows my work for a long time, but she's a great goldsmith and a great eye. So I was showing it to her, and when she saw it, she really liked it. And she said that they'll sell it in Stonechat without commission to help me get back up on my feet and get the business going again. So the launch of it is this evening.
Where, Seamus? Where is it happening?
In Stonechat Jewellers in the Westbury Mall in Dublin.
All the work, all your material that was stolen, did any of it come back?
No, not yet. But the Gardaí are still having an ongoing investigation, so still live. And I mean, it's been very good dealing with the Gardaí. They've been very supportive and very understanding.
Seamus, thank you very much for speaking to us. Great to hear that you're back working and in much better form than the last time we spoke to you, and good to hear that you're back at work too. That's Seamus Gill, silversmith, talking to us. It's 8:48.